አብረን መሆናችን ደስታን ይፈጥርልናል.
We thank God for giving us the opportunity.
ይሄንን እድል ማን ነው የሰጠን? እግዚአብሔር ነው የሰጠን. እግዚአብሔር ስለሰጠን ስለዚህ እድል እግዚአብሔር እናመሰግነዋለን.
When was the last time? Is it 2012?
And we
thank God for what he has been doing here.
እግዚአብሔር ደግሞ እዚህ እየሰራ ስላለው ስራ በጣም እናመሰግናለን ደስ ይላል.
To the brethren, Brother God, Jamal Fikri, Sister Nancy, and everyone.
ሌሎችም ጋር በመሆን እግዚአብሔር በዚህ እየሰራ ስላለው ስራ ደስ ብሎናል.
So we're happy to see your beautiful faces this morning.
በጣም ቆንጆ ነው ፊታችሁ. በዚህ ማለዳ ይሄን ጥሩ የሆነ ፊታችሁን በማየታችን ደስ ብሎናል. ነው አጣጨበጭቡላችሁ.
As you can see, three of us are here from Nigeria.
And the mtayun ka Nigeria source allen.
So I will ask them to introduce themselves.
Lastawqachu nessu.
Beginning from my wife.
Mejemeria balebete lastawqachu.
So introduce yourself.
My name is Sister Ifi. I come from Nigeria. I am a pharmacist.
But
I teach in the university. We have four big children.
They are daughters, all of them, yes?
Daughters, yes. Some of them are maybe the age of some people here. So we are very happy to be here. God bless you.
The next person will introduce himself.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's wonderful to be in your midst. I bring you greetings from the brethren in Nigeria. They always remember you in their prayers. Amen. Though we don't know each other physically, but we are one in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
My name is Brother Ebere. I am a lawyer by training. I bring greetings from my family, from my wife and my daughter. God bless you.
My name is Chidi Oke. I also work in the university. I'm a doctor, a medical doctor.
በነገራችን ላይ ሳቸው የሜዲካል ዶክተርም ናቸው ከዛም በላይ የተማሩ ምሁር ናቸው.
And I specialize in blood and blood diseases like HIV and
ከዚህ ከHIV ወይም ደግሞ ከደም ጋር የተያዙ ነገሮች ላይ በነዛ በጣም እሱ ስፔሻሊስት ነው የተማረ.
But I specialize in the medicine of God.
ከዛ በላይ ግን እኔ ትልቁ መድኃኒት እግዚአብሔር መድኃኒተኛ መሆኑን ነማቀው.
አሜን. Because that is the best medicine.
ይሄ ነው ትልቁ ለኛ ትልቁ መድኃኒት ይሄ ነው.
Okay, so
እግዚአብሔር ሁሉ ምንድነው? መድኃኒት ነው.
So So this morning we will be talking about God's medicine. Because God's medicine is the best. Amen. So let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us this time.
To be
in your presence. We ask for your blessing. We ask for your inspiration. We pray you will anoint our hearts and cause us to receive what you have for us today. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So we are going to start from Genesis chapter 1, the beginning. Genesis chapter 1 verse
1.
It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the
earth.
So everything in this world can be summarized by the heaven and the earth. So everything in this world is summarized by two things, the heaven and the earth. And with our physical eyes, we can see the earth. And sometimes we think it is only the earth that we see that is there. We forget the heaven. So even when you look up in the sky, you see the sky, you see all the stars, all the things there. That is still the earth. Because it is the earth has stars and moon associated with it. But the Bible is telling us that there is the heaven. And when God is looking at you, God is seeing two things. God is seeing the heaven and the earth. And, you know, God wants us to be like Him. So we have to also see the earth and also see the heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And if we, the people of the world, only see the earth, so they don't care about the heaven. There are some people who have a little understanding that man also has heaven. And in their own understanding, they are trying to serve. But Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So through Jesus, through Christ, through the Spirit of God, God shows us the heaven and the earth. And that is what the word of God is saying
to us.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, from the beginning. That God created the heaven and the earth.
ሰማይና ምድርን ፈጠረ ሲል ይሄ የምናየው ግዙፉን ሰማይና ምድርንም እንደገና ደግሞ እኛ ሰሪታችን ምንድነው አፈር ምድር
so
ወደ ሰማያዊ ምንን ለማለት
so the word of god is giving us a foundation for our life
የእግዚአብሔር ቃል መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ለህይወታችን መሰረት ነው
and that foundation is heaven and earth
ያ መሰረቱን ደግሞ ምን ይለዋል የእግዚአብሔር ቃል ሰማይና ምድር
And the devil will always want us to think only of the earth.
ምድር ተኮር ብቻ እንድንሆን ሰይጣን ግን አምሮ ዲሰውና አምሮ ሁሉ ጊዜ ምን ያረጋል ይፈተን ምድር ላይ
ሰው And the people of the world will always want us to think about the earth only.
ስለዚህ ስለሚበሉት ስለሚጠጡም ነገር ስለምድር ብቻ እንዲያስቡ ያረጋል
Because it's easy to
ሰይጣን
to relate to the things around you in the natural world.
በተፈጥሮ በዙሪያችን ባለው ነገር አምሮአችን እንዲያዝ
But today we I want us to look not just at the physical but also to look at the spiritual heavenly part.
በሰጋ ያለንን ማንነት ብቻ አይደለም ዛሬ እንድናስብ ፈልጋው እኛ ሰሪታችን መንፈሳዊ ነው ያንን በመንፈሳዊ ዓለም ያለውንም ነገር እንድናስብ ነው.
Because the Bible tells us in the book of Samuel that man looks at the natural but God looks at the inward.
ተመልከቱ በሳሙኤል መጽሐፍ ላይ የእግዚአብሔር ቃል ምን ይናገራል? ሰው ተፈጥሯዊ ነው። ተፈጥሯዊ ማንነቱን ጭምር ይናገራል።
And in the book of Luke chapter 17 verse 21
በምዕራፍ 17
you can read it Luke 17:21 that the kingdom of God is within us.
Luke chapter
17
ሉቃስ 17 ላይ እንዴ የሚል ቃል ደግሞ አለ።
አሃ ሉክ ኦኬ ሪድ 20:21
ሉቃስ 17 20 እና 21 እንዴ ይላል ፈሪሳውያንም የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት መቼ ትመጣለች ብለው ቢጠይቁት መልሶ የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት በመጠባበቅ አትመጣም ደግሞም እናሃት በዚህ ወይም እናሃት በዚህ አይሏቸው
So he's saying that the kingdom of God is within you. And like I said, God is concerned about the kingdom of God within you.
የእግዚአብሔር ትልቁ አትኩሮት የመንግስቱ ጉዳይ በእኛ ላይ
So the question first question is who are you?
የመጀመሪያው ጥያቄ እንግዲህ እንዴ እናንተ ማን ናችሁ?
That's the first question we are going to answer. Who are you?
እናንተ ማን ናችሁ? ራስን መጠየቅ
Some people when Jesus was on earth they came to Jesus and said who are you?
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስን በዚህ ምድር ይመላለስ በነበረ ጊዜ እናንተ ማን ትሉኛላችሁ ብሎ ጠይቋል
ሰው They were asking his disciples who is Jesus
እና እነሱም ደግሞ ጠይቀዋል ራስህን አውቀ ዘንድ አንተ ማን ነህ ብለው ጠይቀውታል
And Jesus even asked them say who do men say that I am
ደግሞ እሱ መልሶ እንዲህ አላቸው ሰዎች እኔን ማን ይሉኛል
Okay so I want you to now turn the question around
እሺ እንን ጥያቄ ወደ ራሳችን እናምጣ
Who do you say you are
እናንተ ራሳችሁስ ማን ነው የምትሉትስ?
Who are you?
እናንተ ማን ናችሁስ? ማን ትሉታላችሁ?
Why are you in this world?
በዚህ ዓለም ለምንድን ነው የምንኖረው? እንደለምኮ ኑረን እንድንሞት አይደለም።
Why are you in this room today?
ለምሳሌ ዛሬ እንኳን በእንደ አይነት እዚህ የተሰበሰብነው ለምንድን ነው? ለምን ሰበሰበን?
Because it's important to know who you are.
ማወቅ አለብን እግዚአብሔር ስለኛ ያለው ማንነት።
You can even ask another question. Who does God say that you are?
እናንተ ደግሞ እግዚአብሔር ማን ነው ብለው ሰው ይጠይቋችሁ ምን ትላላችሁ?
Who does God say you are?
ማን ትሉታላችሁ እናንተ?
Because what you say you are may be different from what God is saying about you.
እናንተ እናንተ ስለ እግዚአብሔር የምትሉት እሱ ስለናንተ የሚለው ጋር ላይመጣጠን ላይመሳሰል ይችላል ይሆን?
So today this morning we will try to answer those two questions.
ነዝን ሁለት ጥያቄዎችን መልሳል ዛሬ ጧት
Who do you say you are?
እናንተ ስለ ራሳችሁ ማን ነው የምትሉት?
And who does God say you are?
እግዚአብሔር ስለ እናንተ ምን
ይላል? Amen.
Amen.
Because the Bible tells us that without vision the people perish. Yeah, there's no vision.
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ እንዲህ ነው የሚለው ራእይ የሌለውስ ምንድን ነው?
We go astray. We go astray. We go different ways. But today we want to see what God is saying. And we want to see what we are saying. And see how we can bring two of it together.
ማድባራት መቻል አለብን እኛ ስለ ራሳችን የምንለውን ወረደ ነገር ተጠቅ እግዚአብሔር ለኛ በሚለው መጻፍ
Now we see this scripture in Luke 2:17 saying that the kingdom of God is within you.
በሉቃስ ወንጌል 17:20 ላይ የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት መቼ ትመጣለች ብለው ቢጠይቁት የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት በመጠባበቃት መጣም እነሆ በዚህም በዛ ይሏትም በመካከላ
So it is saying God wants to rule within you. God wants to set up his kingdom where? Within you, in the heaven within
you.
So you may want to ask your question. Can God dwell in my heart?
በልጋለ ማለት ነው ብለን እንጠይቀው ይገባል ማለት
Can God dwell in your heart?
በልባችን ውስጥ እግዚአብሔር እንዲያድር ያስፈልጋል ማለት ነው። አይደለም? በልባችን ውስጥ ማን እንዲያድር?
እግዚአብሔር.
The Bible tells us that there was a man called Judas.
ይሁዳ የሚባል ሰው ነበር ይላል መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ.
And that the devil entered into Judas.
በይሁዳ ውስጥ ማን ገባበት? ታሪክ ተጠቀለን ማን ገባበት?
ሰይጣን
ገባበት.
አሃ
ሰይጣን.
አሃ ሰይጣን is a spirit.
ሰይጣን ምንድነው? መንፈስ ነው.
And God is also a spirit.
እግዚአብሔር ምንድነው? መንፈስ ነው.
አሃ So it means God can dwell in you, Satan can also dwell in you and two of them are spirit.
ስለዚህ ተመልከቱ. ሰይጣን መንፈስ ነው እግዚአብሔርም መንፈስ ሰይጣንን በሰው ውስጥ ሲያድር ይሁዳ ውስጥ ገባ ይላል ለክፋት ተጠቀመበት መድኃኒዓለምን ኢየሱስን ሸጣ ለማይረባብር እግዚአብሔር በሰው ውስጥ ሲገባ ደግሞ ፍቅሩ ይነክሳል አሜን ሰላሙ ይነክሳል ለማለት ነው
So even if the child is small
ልጅ ትንሽ ልጅ ቢሆን አሁን እዚህ ጋር ልጅ እናያለን
Oh the person is old and big
ሰውየው ትልቅም ቢሆን
Satan can dwell
በትንሹ
in the person
በትልቁ ማን ማደር ይፈልጋል?
ሰይጣን. So there is no small Satan or big Satan. There's only one Satan.
ሰይጣን አለ እንዴ? የለም መንፈስ ነው
ሰው. So there's no small devil or big devil. He's the same devil.
ስለዚህ ሰይጣን ሰይጣን ነው። ትልቅ ሰይጣን ወይ ትንሽ ሰይጣን? የለም.
So the children you are taking care of.
ለልጆች ጥንቃቄ ስታደርጉ.
You have to teach them how to overcome big Satan.
ስለዚህ
እንዲያ ሀት
ስለዚህ በልባቸው ይሄ አጥፊው ሰይጣን በልጆቻችን እንዳይጠቀም ልጆቻችንን ወደ መልካም ነገር መምራት ተበቅብናል
And for you to teach them you must teach yourself first to overcome Satan in your heart
እሺ ሰይጣንን ማሸነፍ ለልጆቻችን ለማስተማር መጀመሪያ እኛ ማወቅ የሚገባንን ዕውቀት ማወቅ አለብን
Because it's the same Satan
ምክንያቱም ሰይጣን ያው ነው
And you have to teach them to allow Jesus to come into their hand.
በህይወታችን ላይ ክርስቶስ መድኃኒዓለም የበላይ ሆኖ መንግስቱን ማንነቱን እኛ ውስጥ እንዲያደርግ.
Because you must first allow Jesus to come into your own.
መጀመሪያ እኛ ህይወታችን ልባችን ለፈጣሪ ለጌታ ሲሰጥ ነው.
Because you cannot give what you cannot give what you do not have. You can only give what you have.
መጀመሪያ ያለንን ነገር ስንሰጣው
If you have Jesus in your heart
ለምሳሌ ክርስቶስ በልባችን ካለ
Then you can give Jesus to the children
ክርስቶስ ያለ ሰው ክርስቶስን ለሌላው ምን ያደርጋል
But if you have Satan in your heart
ሰይጣን በየተሞላ ሰው ደግሞ ሰይጣንን ነው የሚያስተምረው ለማለት
You cannot give Jesus
ክፉ የተሞላ ክፉን ለሌላው ያወርሳል መልካም የተመላ መልካምን ለሌላው ያወርሳል
አሜን
ለልጆቻችን ትልቁን ነገር ክርስቶስን እናወርስ
And remember, the scripture says that the kingdom of God is within you. Now, there's another scripture. Thank you. Another scripture I want us to look at, John chapter 4. About a woman.
ስለዚህ ባያቆብ ጉድጓድ አጠገብ ስለነበረች ሳምራይት ሴት
that Jesus met at the well.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ በዛ ባያቆብ ጉድጓድ አጠገብ ያነጋገራት ያገኛት ሴት
John chapter 4 Verse 23 and 24. John 4, verse 23 and 24. Say, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Verse 24, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
ነገርገን በእነት የሚሰግዱ ለአብ በመንፈስና በእነት የሚሰግዱበት ጊዜ ይመጣል። አሁንም ሆኖ አለ። አብ ሊሰግዱለት እንደነዚህ ያሉትን ይሻልና እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ነው የሚሰግዱለትን በመንፈስና በእነት ሊሰግዱለት ያስፈልጋቸዋል ይላል።
So God is a spirit.
እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ነው።
And God, who is a spirit, dwells in heaven. In this room, you have heaven and earth. And heaven is the place where spirits dwell.
ስለዚህ ተመልከቱ እግዚአብሔር የሚገዛው በመንፈሱ የሚገዛው ቦታ ሁሉ በሰማይ ሊመሰል ይችላል ይሄ ምን ያው ሰማይ ብቻ ሳይሆን የመንግስቱ ምስጢር ያዘው ሰማይ ማለት
ነው I remember what we said at the beginning
በመጀመሪያ ምን እንዳለን አስቡ
God looks at you he sees heaven and he sees earth
እኛን እግዚአብሔር ሲመለከት ሰማይና ምድር ፈጠረ ያልነውን ጭምር
So there is heaven in you and there is
earth ስለዚህ ሰማይኛ ውስጥ አለ እኛም ምድርም እኛ ውስጥ አለ ምክንያቱም ስሪታችን ምድር ነው አፈር ነው
In this room there is heaven and there is earth
ስለዚህ በአንድ ቃል ብንጠቀለለው እዚ ክፍል ውስጥ አሁን ሰማይና ምድር አለ
And the woman did not understand what Jesus was saying
ኢየሱስ ያላት እቺ ሴት አልገባትም ሳምራዊት
She thought Jesus was talking about a physical temple
እሷ የመሰላት በአካል በኢየሩሳሌም የሚሰገድበትን መቅደስ
Jesus said, no. I'm speaking about you as the temple of God. Because in the Bible, Jesus said that he is the temple of God. And that is something that is very important for you to understand, that you are the temple of God. In 1 Corinthians, okay, no, let's start from John, what Jesus said about the heaven and the earth, and then about him being the temple.
ምን እንደሚል እግዚአብሔር ቃል ዮሐንስ ላይ እንይ
John chapter 2
ዮሐንስ ወንጌል 2
verse 19 to 21
ከቁጥር 19 እስከ 21 ዮሐንስ ወንጌል 2
He said Jesus answered and said to them destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up Then said the Jews, 40 and 6 years was this temple in building, and would I rear it up in 3 days? But he spoke of the temple of his body.
Jesus said, ከአርባ ስድስት ዓመት ጀምሮ ይሰራ ነበር። አንተ ሶስት ቀን ተነሳዋለህ አሉ። እርሱ ግን ስለ ሰውነቱ ቤተ መቅደስ ይል ነበር።
The people of Israel, they had a problem. And the problem of the people of Israel is the same problem that the people of this world have now. And that problem is that man is always familiar with the things you can see.
ሰው ብዙ ጊዜ በአይኑ በሚያዩ ነገር ነው የሚደገፈው። በምድር ላይ በሚያዩ ነገር ብቻ ነው ትኩረቱ።
So when Jesus said, I will destroy this temple, they were thinking of the temple in Jerusalem.
ሰዎች ያስቡ የነበሩት እሱ ስለሚያወጡ ስለመነሳቱ ነበር የሚያወራው። ግን በኢየሩሳሌም ያለው ሰው የሰራውን መቅደስ አድርገው ነበር።
So they say, how can you destroy this beautiful temple we see that took us 46 years to build?
ለ46 ዓመት ያህል ተሰርቶ ሲኖር የነበረ ይሄን የሰለሞን መቅደስ እንዴት አድርገህ ነው አንተ በሶስት ቀን መታፈርሳሉ? ትኩረታቸው የምድር ነበር።
Is there anybody up to 46 years in this room?
ከነን ሰማለስ ግን 46 ዓመት ይሆናል። እዚህ ካላችሁ 46 ዓመት
ይሆናል። Okay, I'm more than 46.
እሺ ከ46 ዓመት በላይ አለ?
So you see?
የለ?
You see how long it took to build the temple. See how long it took to build the temple. And Jesus said, you mean you are going to destroy this temple and raise it up in 3 days? But the Bible says Jesus was not speaking about the physical temple. Because he knew that there was the heaven and the earth. It means that there was a physical temple and there is also a spiritual temple.
የተከስያን ብለንም ያመንጣራው በሰው ውስጥ ደግሞ የእግዚአብሔር ማደሪያ መቅደስነት
ለማለት። So I want you to realize that there is a physical temple but there is also a spiritual temple.
ለዚህ መንፈሳዊ መቅደስ መሆን አለ የእግዚአብሔር መኖሪያ ማደሪያ እንዲሁም ደግሞ በስጋ ደግሞ የምንመለከተው መቅደስ ብለን
ያመንጣራው. And up until that time many of them did not know that there was a spiritual temple.
መንፈሳዊ መቅደስ አያውቁም ነበር ያኔ አይገባቸውም ነበር ለዚህ ነው ጥያቄ የፈጠረባቸው
And it's possible that some of us may not know that there is a spiritual temple
አንዳንዶቻችንም ምናልባት ይሄ መንፈሳዊ መቅደስ መሆን የሚለው ላይገባን ይችላል ይሆናል
And Jesus told them that day I am that spiritual temple
የመንፈሳዊ ቤተ መቅደስ እኔ ነኝ እኔን ማለቴ ነው ይሄን መቅደስ ብታፈርሱ በሶስተኛው ቀን ይነሳል ሲላቸው ሞቱን ትንሳኤውን እየነገራቸው ነው
Because Jesus was prophesying to them
የተነበየላቸው ነው
that he would die
ሞታለው
and after 3 days he will be raised or he will be resurrected
እሱ በኋላ ደግሞ እነሳለው እያላቸው ነው
So he was speaking about the spiritual temple of
ስለዚህ መንፈሳዊ የእግዚአብሔር ማደሪያ መቅደስ ምን መልክ እንዳለው ምን መሆን እንዳለበት እያስተማራቸው ነበር
A temple is the place where a spirit lives and moves and dwells.
ቤተ መቅደስ ማለት መንፈሳዊ የእግዚአብሔር ነገር የሚያድርበት ወይም የመንፈስ ማደሪያ የመንፈስ መገኛ የሆነ ማለት ነው።
So
የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ የሚያድርበት ማለት ነው።
So a temple is the same thing as a kingdom.
ስለዚህ ያ መቅደስ የምንለው ደግሞ የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት የሆነ ማለታችን።
So Jesus told them that the kingdom of God is within you.
ይሄን ነበር እያለ ያለው የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት በመካከላችሁና ሲል ይሄንን መንገሩ ነው።
Because you are the temple of God. You are the dwelling place of God. You are the kingdom of God. Amen. And if you are the dwelling place of God or the temple of God, then God will come and dwell in you. And that woman was looking for solutions to her problems. And many of us here, we have needs. We have, there are many burdens. There are many burdens in our hearts. And we are looking for solution. But the woman was only looking for a physical solution. She was coming to the well to get water. And she was always looking for water. And many of us, we are looking for water in our soul. Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus said, I am the living water. And if you drink of this water that I will give you, you will be satisfied. Amen.
Amen.
So, as you have natural water, you also have spiritual water. So Jesus said, I am that living water. A living spiritual water you can only drink with your heart. Like he has drank the water. And the water is for his body. But there is somebody inside who has not drank any water. And it's only Jesus that can give water to that soul. So if we look on the board, I'm going to draw a picture for us. A picture of the soul. Can they see, understand that? Very good. Because remember, in the beginning we said, who do you say you are? And who does God say you are? Okay, so we will try to answer that first question. Who are you? Amen.
Amen.
And we have tried to talk a little bit about it. The Bible says that you are the temple of God. And the Bible, Jesus said he is the temple of God. So it means that you also, you are the temple of God. And so it means God can dwell in you. Amen. And the Bible tells us that the soul has four parts. So we will use the green. Oh, this is the blue. All right, to represent the different parts of the soul. So the Bible tells us that the soul that sinned shall die. And Jesus told us in the book of Matthew and so on that the things that defile a man are not from outside, but that they are from within. The problems that I have is not from Brother Jamal or from my neighbors. It is from my soul.
Yellam
The problem you have is not that you are not born in America or born in Britain or born anywhere else. The problem I have is that there is something wrong with my soul.
England ወይም እንግሊዛዊ ዜጋ ሆነን መወለዳችን ወይም በእኛ ሀገር ቋንቋ ኢትዮጵያዊ ሆነን መወለዳችን አይደለም ትልቁ ነገር በዚህ ለነፍሳችን ጉዳይ
The problem is not that I was not born a rich man or a poor woman
ሀብታም ሆነ መወለድ ደሃም ሆኖ መወለድ አይደለም ትልቁ ትርጉም
The problem I have is from my
ትልቁ ነገር በልባችን ውስጥ ያለው ችግር ለሚፈታው ሲጀምር እንዳሉት እነተኛው መዳኒት ማን ነው
That is why Jesus said, I will build my kingdom. Because when he goes there, he's going to change it and heal the heart. So, this is a little picture of the soul. Because we want to understand what God is saying about us. In Hebrews chapter
8,
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10 and 11. You say, For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord.
እብራውያን ምዕራፍ 8 ቁጥር 10 ላይ ስለ እስራኤላውያን እንዲህ ያለው ቃል ነው ከነዚያ ወራት በኋላ ከእስራኤል ቤት ጋር የምገባው ቃል ኪዳን ይህ ነውና
I will put my laws into their mind and write it in their hearts and I'll be to them a God and they shall be to me a people.
ከእስራኤል ቤት ጋር የምገባው ቃል ኪዳን ይህ ነውና ይላል ግን በልቦናቸው አኖራለሁ በልባቸው መጽፈዋለሁ እኔም አምላክ ሆናቸዋለሁ እነሱ ህዝብ ይሆኑኛል
So the Bible tells us that God made two covenants.
እግዚአብሔር ሁለት ኪዳን ሰራ
You have the old and you have the new.
አሮጌው ኪዳንና አዲሱ ኪዳን
The old was about what you can see.
አሮጌው የምንለው የምናየው ባይናችን.
And the old God wrote on a physical stone.
በሚታይ በድንጋይ ጽላት መልክ የሰጠው የተጻፈው ማለት ነው አሮጌው.
And if you read God said he had a problem with it.
ከዛ ጋር ደግሞ ችግር እንዳለ ነበር.
Because the old was not talking about the heart.
ምክንያቱም ያ አሮጌው በልብ ላይ ስላለው ነገር በትክክል ሊያስቀምጣል ይችላል
because the problem is from the inside
ምክንያቱም ችግሩ የውስጥ ሆነ እግዚአብሔር ሲያይ ልብ ላይ ነው የሰው ችግር
because satan was dwelling inside
ሰይጣንም ልብ ውስጥ ነው የሚያድረው እግዚአብሔርም ልብ ውስጥ ነው የሚያድረው
so god says i will make a new covenant
ስለዚህ ይሄ አሮጌው በኪዳኑ አልጸኑምና አዲስን ኪዳን
አለ i will go to that place where the devil is making the trouble
ይሄ ሰይጣን ችግሩ እንደሚፈጥርበት ሰይጣን ወደሚመለከተው ልብ እመጣለሁ
i will write my law
ስለዚህ እንደገና አዲስ የሆነ የኔን ኪዳን የኔን አዲስ ማንነት
መጻፍ አለ i will write my law in the mind
ስለዚህ በልቦናቸው ይሄንን አድርገው
አስተዋል amen so the bible is telling us that man is a soul
ተመልከቱ እንግዲህ እዚህ ጋር ስንመለከት ሰው ነፍስ አለው
and it is this soul that commits sin So he says, the soul that sinneth shall die. The problem that man has is that his soul has a problem. And then I will use this one to show something else. There is something else that man has, one there and another one down. This one is this human spirit. And under, you have the body. So you have the spirit. And you have the body. Amen.
Amen.
Remember Genesis chapter 1, where we read? He says, in the beginning God made the heaven. You see the heaven?
ስለዚህ በመጀመሪያ እግዚአብሔር ሰማይንና ምድርን ፈጠረ ያልነው ነበር።
And the earth.
ምድር ያልነው የሥጋችን ምሳሌ ነው። ምክንያቱም ሥጋችን ስሪቱ ምድር ነው።
Amen.
ምድር.
Do you understand it?
Yes.
Good. So, this is you.
ይሄ ማለት ነው። እኔ ይሄ ነኝ ማለት ነው። እያንዳንዳችሁ ሰው ከምድር ምን አለ? ተሰራ።
So when God is looking at you,
እግዚአብሔር
እኛን ሲያይ, this is what God is seeing.
እግዚአብሔር ይሄንን የሚያይ ስሪታችን ይሄን ሰው ነፍስ መንፈስ ሥጋ.
Amen. God is seeing your soul.
እግዚአብሔር ነፍሳችንን ያያል.
And you know your soul can either live in heaven or live on the earth.
እንግዲህ ጥያቄ ይሄ ነው. እቺ ነፍሳችን በእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ አማካይነት ሰማያዊ ምስጢር ገብቷል መንፈስ ትፈልጋለች ወይስ ምድራዊ ሆና ሰይጣን?
ኦኬ
ምርጫው ይሄንን ነው የሚያሳየው ሁለቱ ነገር.
Okay, so let us see the other parts of your soul. Let us use the bright color to write it. So here is the mind.
እንግዲህ እነዚህ በነፍሳችን ዙሪያ ያሉ አራት ነገሮች ያልነው እንዴ አእምሮ የምንለው.
And the Bible says also that this mind has the nature of an ego.
አእምሮአችን በነሰር ይመስላል ብዙ
ጊዜ. This is the ego. This is the ego. It's like a bed.
ተመልከቱ እንግዲህ ንስርን እዩ. የንስር ተምሳሌ.
And you know, it's speaking about your mind.
Aimro asabu.
Some of you now, you are in your house, even though physically you are here.
Basiga bizu.
But in your mind you are in your house.
Basiga bizu chorena. Andalochachin yaleno kunu bidu.
Is that true? If it's true, say praise God. Some people have gone to market.
Selaji andalochi gaba hedeli hona. Shagachin kunu.
But you are physically here.
በስጋ ግን የት ነው ያለነው? እዚህ
ነን. አሜን. አሜን. So you see what God is saying.
ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር እያለን ያለው ንግድ አስቡ.
So God is not just interested in your body.
ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር ስጋችን አይደለም. ሐሳባችን እሱን የሚያከብር መሆን አለበት.
God is interested
በቃዴ ተገዛ.
In the mind.
ስለዚህ አይምሮአችን ሁሉ ለማን የተገዛ? ለበጣም ለእግዚአብሔር የተገዛ ነው።
So God wants your mind.
እግዚአብሔር መሻታችን አምሮአችን ይፈልጋል.
Not just your body alone.
ስጋችንን ብቻ አይደለም. አሁን እንዳልነው ስጋችንን ዝቁጭ ብሎ እንጀራም ይጋግርም ትኖራለች.
So if you understand that, say praise the Lord.
ስለዚህ ጌታ ይመስገን.
አሜን.
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 Amen. So you see, God wants to dwell in you.
በእኛ ውስጥ ማደር ይፈልጋል እግዚአብሔር.
Okay. All right. Well, let us finish with this. There is something else we'll talk about. So here you have the mind, here you have the will. And the will is has the nature of an ox or a calf. So this is the ox or the calf. It's like the donkey. Very stubborn. Very stubborn. Amen. God says he wants to change that nature. That's
stubborn.
Your will. The things you want to do. Amen. God wants to change it. There are two more. And this is the desire. And the desire is the fallen man. Is the fallen man. And it's like that of a serpent. It's shaped like a serpent. Who is crawling on the ground. This is the ground. So man in his desire is bound to the earth. He's only interested in the, he only desires the things that are on the earth. Instead of desiring the things that are in heaven. And in the book of Colossians, the Bible says we should set our affections on the things above. Amen. Then there is the last one, which is the emotion. And the emotion is shaped like a lion. And this is a lion. And the Bible says that the lion is very wild. The lion is very wild.
Yes, they are saying.
Okay. So it means that when you come to fellowship, you are very nice. But inside, lion. Amen. If you understand, you say praise the Lord. Amen. So the Bible is saying that this is the temple of God.
So
So he's going to put his law. He's going to put his law in the lion, in the
serpent,
in the will,
stubborn,
in the mind. Amen. So that means God is prophesying to you. He's giving you a promise. That is why he's asking you, who are you? There was a man, his name is Jacob. They asked him, what is your name? Jacob had a problem. And many of us here have a problem. Is there anybody here who does not have something you want God to do for you? Anybody? Every one of us, we are carrying the burden in our hearts. And how many of us want God to bless them, like Jacob?
We want to bless him.
My hand is first. I want God to bless you. Sister, don't you want God to bless you? Don't you want God to bless you? Amen. Ulachin. Amen. All of us. Ulachin. Amen. But they told Jacob, if you want blessing, you must say who you are. They asked him, what is your name? He came to the angel. He heard the angel. So you must bless me today. The angel asked him, what is your name? That is God's question to you. Who are you? Who are you? What is your name? What is your name? Amen. So God already knew who he was. And God already knows. But he wants you to agree. God wants you to confess. God wants you to open your heart. He wants you to open your heart. So, this morning, are you going to open up your heart? And you say, God, this is who I am. Amen. So are you going to tell God, I have bad emotion?
And then the Yambasa in it, Mutuko Bahari has checked her anymore. For a put it in me, Yalani Manal, I don't know.
You say, God, I have bitterness with my family people, with my neighbor. I have bitterness. That's what God wants you to do. He wants you to open up. He wants you to open up. Because the Bible says, if we open up and confess our
sins,
he will heal us, he will forgive us. Healing comes when we open up our hearts. I say, God, touch me from my heart. So God is not just interested in you, sit down. And then in your mind you are somewhere. You sit down and in your emotion you are boiling. Somebody has hurt you and you are boiling. And you are sitting down and you are desiring.
ቁጭ ብለን አልበስጋ ግን ፍላጎታችን ብዙ ነው እዚህ ቁጭ ብለን ፍላጎታችን እንዳለቻችን ሾላ ሄዶ እቺ
ነው ወንት ጎ ቱ አሜሪካ
እንዳለቻችን እዚህ ቁጭ ብለን አሜሪካ መሄድ
ነው ለቲያ አም ስቴይንግ ኢን አዲስ አበባ
ከተማ አዲስ አበባ ውስጥ ያለው ነገር
ነው ሶፍሪንግ ኢን አዲስ አበባ I'm suffering in Addis Ababa. I'm hungry in Addis
Ababa.
Amen.
Amen.
God wants you to open it. Open your heart. God wants you to say, I want to be like Jesus. I desire to do the will of God. Amen. So he says, if you answer that question, who you are, there will be a blessing. You know, God answered Jacob. See, from today, your life will be different. Do you know why? Because Jacob opened his heart. Jacob said, my name is Jacob. I am a crooked man. I am a supplanter. You know, some of us, we have locked up some part of our heart. God cannot enter there.
ሙሉ በሙሉ ካልተከፈተለት እንዳያቆም እግዚአብሔር ማንነታችንን መለወጥ በረከትንም ለኛ ማፍሰስ አይችልም።
There are some experiences we have had, just say no. This door is locked. But this morning we are going to open up the door. Because God said, the kingdom of God. God wants to, he wants to touch that area. He wants to remove the darkness and bring in the light. You know, when you open the door, the darkness goes away. And the Bible says that the light shines in darkness. Today, the light of Christ is going to shine in darkness. Amen. So the gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of light. Light inside the heart. Amen. And when light comes, it breaks the darkness. And brings the liberty. Amen. So Jacob, his name was changed. And God changed his name to Israel. He was a prince with God. God lifted him up. I blessed him. Amen. So, this is a picture of who you are. Of who God says you are. Now, we have a little time, so we'll just look at something else. Because man is the soul. And this soul has two natures. The soul inside you has two natures. The soul is living inside the body. The body is the house. But we spend more time on the body instead of on the soul. But the body is temporary. The soul is one that's
permanent.
This body, the body lives on the earth. This is the earth. This is this Ababa. This is Addis Ababa. Okay. So this body must touch and relate with Addis Ababa. So how does that take place? This body can see. It has eyes to see. So you can see all around beautiful. And Addis Ababa means beautiful flower, isn't it?
Yes. Addis Ababa let.
So if you are blind, you cannot see Addis Ababa.
So lazy, I know where you are. So, through your own memory, Ababa might.
The Bible says that God created man in His own image.
If you have heard someone, but Malikub Amsalu Munaraga, that Aaron and Milan was.
The Bible says that God can see. Yeah. And your soul also can see. So it means that this soul also has eyes. Has eyes.
Yeah.
So it's either you can see naturally. But you can also see the
deer.
Amen. You know, there was a story of Elisha and his servant. The servant was seeing soldiers that came to arrest them. Good. So Elisha prayed, so God open his spiritual
eye.
And that is our prayer for every one of us this morning. So the prayer is that God might open our eyes so that we can see. And when God opens your eye, you will see God's plan for your life.
Amen. እግዚአብሔር አይናችሁን ሲከፍተው መሻታችሁ ከሱ ጋር ሲሆን እግዚአብሔር ለእናንተ ረጅም ርቀት ያየው ንቅዱን ነው የምታዩ።
Many of us we have physical eyes but spiritually
በስጋዬ አይን እንዳለን እንደምናይ ሁሉ በመንፈሳዊ አይን ደግሞ ማየት እግዚአብሔር እንደሚወደድ እግዚአብሔር ለኛ የተሻለ ቅድ እንዳለ
And because of it we are sad.
ናዝናል ሰውነ
we say nobody cares for us.
ለኔ እኮ ማንም የሚያስብ የለም ለኔ ማንም ግድ የሚል የለም ተስፋ
አለ I am alone in this world.
በዚህ ዓለም ላይ እኮ ብቻኛ ነኝ እንላለን
I am carrying the load of the whole world nobody to help me.
ማንም የሚረዳኝ የለም እኔ እኮ በቃ ብቻኛ ነኝ በዚህ ምድር ላይ ተስፋ ቢስ እንሆናለን
You know Hagar was crying oh nobody cares for me.
አጋር ለዛ ለሴት ነበረች ታውቃላችሁ ተሰደደች ወምድረ በዳ በሄደች ጊዜ አጋር ብቻዋን ሆና
But the Bible says God opened her eyes.
Amen.
May God open our eyes today.
Amen.
And you will see the provision that God has made.
Amen.
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 So you have to know that God has made the provision for you.
ስለዚህ ለኛ እግዚአብሔር አዘጋጀውን በረከት ማወቅ መቻል አለብን.
And God can open your eyes.
እግዚአብሔር አይናችንን ማብራት
አለበት. See the kingdom of God.
መንግስቱን ማየት አለብን. መንግስቱን ማወቅ መቻል አለብን. የመንግስቱን ምስጢር መረዳት አለብን.
And you can see that kingdom also in your heart.
ስለዚህ ይሄ መንግስቱ ምስጢር በልባችን እንዳለ ማወቅ መቻል አለብን.
So we also see that man can hear. You can also hear, okay? You can hear the beautiful sounds in Addis Ababa.
ሌላው ደግሞ ስጋችን ይሰማል ጆሮ አለ። የአዲስ አበባ ጥሩ የሆነ ማንኛውንም ነገር ምን ያረጋል?
ይሰማል።
You can hear my voice.
ድምጽን ይሰማል።
Also in your heart you can also hear.
በስጋችን በውስጣችን ደግሞ እንዲሁ ይሰማል ውስጣል ሰሚ።
You can see somewhere God was calling him.
Samuel
ለሚል ድምጽ ምን
ያረጋ ሳሙኤል? ለማን? አያችሁ ሰው ውጫዊ ነገሩ ይሰማል ውስጣዊ ነገሩ
ይሰማል. He went to Eli. ወደ ኤሊ ነበር ግን ወደ ካህኑ ይሄደው. And some of us God is calling us.
አንዳንዶቻችን እግዚአብሔር እየጠራን እንኳን ሰይጣን ይመስል.
But we're not hearing.
እግዚአብሔር እየጠራ.
But God opened the ears of Samuel.
እግዚአብሔር ግን የሳሙኤልን ጆሮ ከፈተለ.
He said, "Speak, Lord, your servant hears."
ባሪያህንኛና ገብቶኛል እኔ አንተ ልጅነኛና ምን አርገኝ ተናገረኝ ለኔ.
So I want you to tell God this morning, say, "Speak, for I am ready to hear."
ዝማለዳ እንድንለው እግዚአብሔር.
You want to hear?
እኔ ራሴን ለሰማህ ፈልጋለሁና ለኔ ምን አርገኝ.
You want to hear the voice of God in your heart.
እኔ ፈልጋለሁ ታስፈልገኛለህ ለብዙ ነገሬ መፍትሄ
አንተ ነህ
እንለይ ይገባል. አሜን.
Are you hearing the voice of God this morning?
በዝማለዳ የእግዚአብሔርን ድምጽ መስማት እንፈልጉ ከሆነ
Is anybody that hearing the voice of God in his heart?
እስቲ በልቡ እግዚአብሔር ብቻ ይናገረኝ የሚል.
You have heard the voice this morning.
እግዚአብሔር
በዝማለዳ. Amen. And we pray God to open it more.
አዎ ደግሞ ሁሌ ጸሎታችን እሱ መሆን አለበት.
So you can hear the voice of God every day all the time. Amen. Okay, and then you see man also has the ability to taste to eat. You eat all the beautiful injera.
እንጀራ
ኦ ቻፓቲ
ወይም ደግሞ ሌላ ነገር.
አሜን
አሜን.
What do you see? Jesus said he is the bread of life. Jesus is the beautiful bread of life.
እነተኛው የህይወት እንጀራችን ማን ነው?
He's the bread. His bread is something like injera.
Yesu, you must manna net nyan delin balam injera.
So in your soul, you can receive the life of God. Jesus said, I am the bread. So you can receive life from God. You can drink. Jesus said, I am that water of life. Okay. And then we also see that the body can smell. And the body can also touch. So you have the touch. Okay, and you can also smell. So everything that you have in your soul, you have in the body. So God sent, He made you to live on the earth and also live in heaven. So your soul can be heavenly or your soul can be carnal. Okay, I want to complete the picture, then we will end. Because the Bible says that the spirit of man and the spirit of God, that they fellowship together. So this is the spirit of God. So the Bible says in the book of Romans that the spirit of God bears witness with my own spirit that I am a child of God. In fact, the Bible tells us that there is a river flowing from the Spirit of God into your spirit. And from your spirit it flows to it flows down to your mind, flows down to your will, to your hearing, to the emotion. So you can see there is a river flowing inside your heart. How many people have seen the Nile here? River Nile. In Ethiopia. You have not seen it? Okay. Somebody has seen. But this morning, God is telling you who you are. He's telling you who you are. You may not know. But this morning, you know. There is a river flowing from God into your heart.
Amen.
That river does not dry.
Amen.
When you become like the lion, it dries.
You get angry.
The river stops. Or when your mind goes to the market, the river dries. But if your mind is focused on God, the river will be flowing down. Amen. So you see, you are a beautiful creature of God. And that river is flowing from God, the Father. So this is God, the Father. And this is the Son, Christ. The Son. So the river is starting from God, through Christ, through the Spirit, and down. Amen. So the Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So even though you are living in Addis Ababa, you can actually live in the heaven. Amen.
Amen.
So every morning you are in heaven, even though you are in Addis Ababa. Is that not a beautiful thought? Is that not a beautiful blessing? So if you open your heart, the blood of Jesus will wash away everything. All the things in your heart will wash it away. And that river will begin to flow. Alright, so let's read that one scripture and then we will pray. John chapter 7. John chapter 7, verse 37. 7:37. John 7:37 and 39. The Gospel of John.
Johannes Ongel Sabbat.
It says, verse 37. It says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, out of his soul, his mind, emotion and desire, shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39, but this spake he of the Spirit, which them that receive on him should believe. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet
glorified.
So Jesus is saying that there is a river flowing. And it is a river of life. And that if we believe, if we open our hearts, if we open all those doors, all those rooms in our hearts, and allow the blood to clean our hearts, that out of our soul we flow rivers. So it means that we will be vessels through which God will be flowing and touching
people.
So the children, so the children you are taking care of, God will be flowing through you to touch their life. So it means that you are a vessel in the hand of God to bless
the.
So for God to bless them, first of all, you have to open your heart. And then the river of God can flow out. Not just to them alone, but to all that are around you. So when people come to you, they receive the life of God. Because the life of God is flowing through you. Praise the Lord. So let us pray. So you can read the prayer.
Yeah.